The NL Central this year is kind of weak, you could say. Or maybe the Pirates just started that good that they've lost so many games and have still maintained first place status. Because the Milwaukee Brewers are 20-17. That's not a terrible record. Now, the other three teams in the NL Central right now are under 500. And the Cubs, who are 18-19, are 2.5 games out of first place. The Cardinals at 13-25. They've lost 7 of their last 10 games. In last place, 8 games back of the division lead. And the Pirates, still in first, a half game lead over the Brewers, who got wiped out by the Los Angeles Dodgers yesterday. Could not make up any ground. The Pirates have lost 9 of their last 10. The Brewers have lost 8 of their last 10. What kind of reality are we living in right now that this is possible. I mean, this is a borderline miracle. The Pirates start hot, and right now they're losing steam, but the rest of the NL Central that 8 to 10 years ago was the best division in baseball now has some of the weakest teams in it, but the difference this year is that the Pirates are still at the top. They've lost 9 of their last 10 and are still at the top of the division. And I know Crowley and I, when we've talked, I talked briefly on the air about, you know, Austin Hedges and the importance of, maintaining a good defensive catcher in the lineup. And I stuck with Hedges for, you know, a week or two since that opinion kind of circulated, because he's not the only one that I've heard talk about this. But I'm getting on the train now of relying on prospects. And I might have jinxed things too, because I remember a week ago I asked in the five when I was here on Monday, not this week, but last week, you know, Travis Swaggerty, do we care about him anymore? Fans were clamoring for him, and they stopped clamoring for him. They stopped clamoring for him whenever the Pirates were doing well. And so I asked, you know, do we still care? And the response I got was, no, we don't. We don't care. The Pirates are good. But now here we are. Here we are about a week and a half later, and the Pirates, over their last 10, have lost 9. And now it's like, well, maybe Swaggerty, should we consider him for outfield depth? Andy Rodriguez, Henry Davis. They already called up Luis Ortiz. He's essentially filling in for the injured Vince Velasquez, who we don't really have any updates on him. He's still on the smaller of the injured lists, not on the 60-day. Nothing about Tommy John's surgery mentioned. So, I mean, that's good news. No news at that point is good news. So, but I'm starting to get on the train of, let's start calling up some guys. It was also thrown out there, Mitch Keller had talked about negotiating with the Pirates for a contract, for maybe a contract extension, maybe buyout his arbitration years coming up. And I'm also on board with that as well. But I'm not on board necessarily with doing both. At this point, I think it's a matter of doing one of those two things over the next couple weeks. I think you either sign Keller, maybe sign one more pitcher to a long-term contract and solidify your veteran players. Solidify who's going to be veterans when you expected this team to compete. So you got Hayes. You got Keller. You want to sign Keller. You got Hayes already. You got Brian Reynolds already. That's two position players. Give me a starting pitcher and a relief pitcher that you want to build with long term. And give them some contracts. And move forward with them as your core as you go into the years that you expect to compete. Or, I don't really think this is an and situation, or what you do is you experiment, because this year there were not expectations for this team to compete. The Pirates were not expected to jump out like they did. And while you have this lead, right, the Pirates have lost 9 of 10, but they're still in first place. Call up prospects. Call up some of the top-tier prospects. I mean, I know Andy Rodriguez is upset. He's still in the minor leagues, and he evidently doesn't want to be there. He thinks he's ready to make it to the majors. Travis Swaggerty. Guy who performed well in spring training. Fans are clamoring to see him. That doesn't necessarily mean he is good and he's going to be long-term good, but give him a shot. Henry Davis, even. The Pirates are known. One player, at least, over the last few seasons, has gotten the call straight from Double A. Maybe give Henry Davis a shot. So I think it's one or the other as it relates to bringing this Pirates team to a good situation. Solidifying a starting pitcher and a relief pitcher with a sizable contract, or take the risk right now. Give these young players a chance to come up and see what kind of impact they can make immediately. I don't think it should be both right now. That is too much to ask. That's too much like risk versus reward. But I think one of the two is a fair ask. Give a contract to the pitchers. Solidify two position players that you already have, and then get two pitchers on those deals, or call up prospects, take some risks, see how much you can build on this first place status that you're at right now, especially with the Cardinals in last and the rest of the NL Central also in the theme of losing. I mean, I'm looking at this right now. There's no NL Central team. The Pirates have the worst record over the last 10 games, but none of the NL Central teams right now over their last 10 have more than 4 wins in their last 10. So they've all lost more than they've won over those last 10 games. Over each's last 10 games. This is a chance for the Pirates to capitalize in a big way. Great start to the year. They started out strong. Many of their veteran, allegedly stopgap players became consistent pieces and produced. And then you lost O'Neill Cruz. The team was still winning. But now the team's not winning anymore. Other teams, opponents of the Pirates, have figured out what the formula is, and the pitchers for the Pirates and the defense for the Pirates has not really been up to the task. In some cases, it's like Johan Oviedo pitching against the Blue Jays, throwing his slider right down the middle with 2 strike counts. Not great. Or the fact that the Pirates have made at least one error in 5 of the last 10 games that they've played. And in one of those games, they made 3 errors, and that was against the Rays. So, something has to give. Something's got to build from this good start that the Pirates have had. They've got to build on what they have, and they've gotten lucky, okay? You rarely lose 9 of 10 and maintain a position in the standings. But the NL Central's weak right now. The Pirates pitching has struggled. The defense has struggled. And even the offense has struggled. I mean, it's weird to say it, but they're not playing well all around. I mean, I've heard some clamoring about timely hitting, and yes, their offense struggled in that series against the Rays and in the series following against the Blue Jays. Against the Rockies, they did a little bit better. But not good enough not to take the series. And they got blown out in game 2, 10-1. And in yesterday's game, I mean, that's what's frustrating about the errors, too. What's frustrating about yesterday's game is that Rich Hill gave up 1 earned run out of the 3 that he was tallied with. I mean, he made an error, and he made his bed and laid in it. But that stuff's gotta get fixed. That stuff's got to change. Reducing the errors. Timely hitting. Smart pitching with 2 strikes in the count. And bring up some players that can get some major league experience and potentially help the team. Like it's a season where you can take risks. You got a hot start. They were 20-8 before this losing streak. Think about that. I mean, we didn't think it. We were like, it would have to be a catastrophic fall. And unfortunately for the Pirates, it's becoming a catastrophic fall. Stop the falling now because you're still in first place. And that's my opinion. They got two options. They don't have to do both. I think both is too much of an ask, but do one of the two. Sign a couple pitchers to sizable deals and solidify a core with two position players and two pitchers for your expected compete year, which is 2024, or take risks with the young prospects, call up some players from the minor leagues, and see what you have. Take the risk. The only thing to lose right now is the division, and nobody expected them to have the division coming into May. Take advantage of a weak NL Central. Take some risks because the formula that was working in April is no longer working starting May.